got my lights dimmed. I've got some Zelda music in the background. And I am recording this live through the Oddballs Discord, just so that, you know, I remind myself that there are people here to, like, help if I need it. And what I'm doing is, essentially, like, beginning the process of recovery from vaginismus. So vaginismus is a disorder that is characterized by like that it's either extremely painful or impossible to enter the vagina with anything. For me, it's not just pain, it is actually, it has been impossible. Now, the thing is, I have used one of these dilators before, and I was like, this was completely fine. And like, it was, but like, I never did it again, and I'm not honestly sure how often I'm supposed to be using them, but anyways, they're called MyViv. It's just like this soft silicone thing, designed by Ann Summers. So, covered in soft silicone for the most comfortable experience. This set of three dilators can be used progressively. Used regularly, this set will help you gently address vaginal tightness, preparing for a pleasurable and enjoyable sexual experience. So, I'm taking out the thinnest one. So, I got this. I am power. I am bravery. I can do this. I'm gonna lie on my side. Try it out this way. Because, I don't know, I've heard that that's mildly easier. I don't know, my lube was vegan, that's funny. Pussy has been looped. And now it's for the dilator. And apparently I'm supposed to use a lot. Okay. Here we go. Deep breath. I got this. It's okay, I'm okay. It's okay, I can do this. Come on. Come on. It's just another organ. Oh. It's in. I did it. Wow. Okay. Well, that feels new. I am, by some people's definition, technically a virgin. If you state the fact that rape isn't actual sex, then I am a PIV, penetration kind of virgin. So I'm going to distract myself, and I might, I don't know, read a nice little poem. which I think about it a lot, and I don't shut up about it. Oh, and so I'm supposed to keep it in for 15 minutes, so I'm keeping an eye on the time. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters, and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do. Just lately, the shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list, and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. I just love that. Because it promotes the idea of being content rather than being happy. Because happiness is fleeting. It's not an emotion that you can feel at all times. If you were happy all the time, you wouldn't be a human, you'd be a game show host. As Veronica Sawyer says. I'm doing this. Okay, I'm gonna do a little meditation exercise. You can do it with me too, if you like. Just close your eyes. Take long, deep breaths. So this is loving kindness, which is intended to foster warm feelings within yourself. So, for example, you can also put your hands on your heart to help with that if you like. So you take deep breaths and you think about yourself. And no matter what your relationship with yourself is, you can still extend some love and kindness to yourself like you would to a friend. Even just some compassion, some sort of sense of I'm getting distracted. Of understanding, of respect. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. And then you think of somebody who you love, who does naturally kind of bring warm thoughts to you. And you extend that to them, you say, may you be happy, may you be safe, may you be healthy, may you be And then you think of somebody who you don't really have any strong feelings towards. They're just kind of neutral. You don't really like or dislike them. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be at peace. And then you think of somebody who, in kind words, is, you find difficult. And if this is too difficult to extend that same loving kindness to that person, either think of a different person or just accept that it's okay to have difficult feelings. You don't have to recover from it right now. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be at peace. And then you take this feeling of loving kindness and you think about spreading it to everybody who shares this building with you. Who shares this town with you. Who shares this city or county with you. Your province, your country, your continent, and the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be at peace. You can open your eyes whenever you want. If you want to keep on breathing deep, then that's cool too. Okay, I've got about 10 minutes to go. I made it 5 minutes through. I did it. Look at me. I did it. Okay. Do I have any books near me that I could just read? Is that a book? Nope. That's a bunch of amiibo cards. I could always play Zelda and ramble about that, but no, I might get even more tense from seeing monsters, so I should probably stay away from that. My favorite show in the whole wide world is She-Ra and the Princesses of Power, so the new DreamWorks version, not the 80s original, which I've watched like out of context clips of, and it seems just like hilarious. And it's also very funny because it was made by Mattel. They like outsourced people in Korea to just like bulk make these animated like cartoons that didn't really have much of a plot. And yeah, that's what they did with She-Ra and He-Man. And one of the things that I keep on thinking about lately is this video of Skeletor and Hordak talking. Hordak is the villain from She-Ra and Skeletor is the villain from He-Man. And Skeletor says, "This traitor you've been talking about, who is he?" And Hordak says, "It's not a he, it's a she, Princess Adora." And Skeletor just says, "What?" Ooh, can't laugh too hard. It's okay, I'm doing okay. So like a big difference between the old version and the new version is that like the old version, because it was made by Mattel, it was like every one of the characters is identical, so because like it would be the same mold, being used. So, like, for instance, with... So, like, She-Ra, Glimmer, Mermista, all of the girls would have the exact same shape. And almost the exact same color. I think one character was, like, slightly racially ambiguous, but it really wasn't a good time for representation, thanks to the 80s. But obviously the new She-Ra with DreamWorks is acclaimed for how diverse it is. One of the things that I really like about it is that they really, like, strayed from the pack in terms of, like, what molds to use, as in, like, they weren't basing everything on molds. They weren't basing the characters on how much they could, how many dolls they could sell. Although, I wish that I could get, like, dolls of Adora and Catra. But alas, I cannot. They exist, but they're now, like, 80 bucks on Etsy. So, yeah. But, yeah, like, in the show, the characters all start off as, like, 16, and then apparently they grow up, like, over the course of the show to be, like, 20, 21. Not the year, the age. Which is interesting, because I didn't think that that much time had passed when I was watching the show, but then, like, there's one like, screen cap of She-Ra in the first season, and She-Ra in the last season, and she, like, bulked up. She got super ripped, and ripped She-Ra. But anyway, so, like, for instance, Glimmer is, she's not this tall, unrealistically skinny doll with just pink hair, and that's pretty much it. She's short, she's chubby, she's got the pink hair with, like, little sparkles underneath it. And she has big-ass boots. And Bo is no longer, like, a 16-year-old with a wax-shaped mustache like he was in She-Ra. Like, that's the thing, is that those characters in She-Ra were supposed to be relatable to kids, but they all looked like supermodel adults. So, like, the original Bo was buff, same shape as He-Man and everything, had the ridiculous mustache, and he was ginger, and he was white. But Bo in New She-Ra is black and, you know, looks like a teenager, until, like, he's not a teenager, obviously. Which is great. And I was reading something about how Noelle Stevenson, like, created the characters, and that Catra, who is mostly the villain, who was Adora's best friend, and then, like, Adora left to join the rebellion against the Horde. And so in the original, Catra was, like, this femme fatale. And so they were, like, thinking of that for the new version, but they didn't really know how to fit it in, because, like, how do you have a 16-year-old femme fatale, you know? So one person, one animator, did a drawing of Catra as this, like, scrawny little, you know, cat girl, rather than, like, a tall, statuesque cat woman. And she looks great. She looks great. And Noelle was like, ah, this is Catra. And, like, if you see her, you know her personality, like, instantly. You know who she is. She's... Oh, Catra is my favorite character. And also, there's a horse called Swiftwind, who is, he's what is referred to, as an anacorn, as my younger relatives would say. Anacorns are unicorns with wings. So, a Pegasus with a horn. And Swiftwind in the original, I don't really know, but in the new version, he's like, he just sounds like a very flamboyant gay man, which is exactly, like, what works. Like,
He's a flying horse. Like, why would you have him be like a serious gruff person instead of, I am Swiftwind? Like, that was iconic. That was iconic.
I'm doing good.
I'm almost done. I've almost done this. This is great. I'm very proud of myself. And I've just rambled about She-Ra for a lot of it, and that's okay. That's autism in it. Okay, I think my time... Oh, wait, no. Was that 15 minutes? Yes, it was. I just had to check my maths. Okay, this part is also difficult. Taking it out. Ooh, I'm nervous. Oh, no. Oh, God. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Oof, I am power. I am bravery. It's okay. I'm okay. It's okay. I'm okay. It's okay. I'm okay. It's okay. I'm okay. It's okay. Oh, I did it. I did it! I did it! I did it. I hope She-Ra will be proud of me. And there's a dog barking outside. Thank you for being with me. I have felt pretty safe throughout this. And yeah. Thank you.